This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's a quick week, especially considering the time reset, which is always just makes everything a little bit, like a little bit harder. So I'm glad we're already at Thursday. Here we are all together, already at Thursday. It's fantastic. What do we say here? Good vibes and variety and prizes. We have those. Titanic at the California Symphony. All this week, we have your chance to win a pair. We'll do it in 1 hour. So heads up. We have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films Titanic on April 4th at Davies Symphony Hall. It's the award-winning film with a live orchestra playing the soundtrack. Kind of amazing. Oh. Turn that up. Let's hear that. I think the symphony's going to sound better than that. It's going to sound amazing. Listen for code words. 805 will give you one. Text it to our contest line. I'll give you that number when you need it. In the meantime, you can text us at our regular number, 800-400-3697.
Your heart will go on.
It will, yes. Oh, go on. It's going to be amazing. Those things are pretty cool.
Get on the door, Jack!
You can't. There's not enough room. It wiggled a little bit. Don't try again, whatever you do, you guys. You know. She's all scared. We're like, hello? Don't get me started on that. Really annoys me. Kelly Clarkson is apparently missing.
All right.
Kelly Clark.
What?
I don't know how long a celebrity has to be gone before people are like, they're missing. And I guess it's that everyone feels that they're owed an explanation.
Maybe. I really like her. I like the way things have gone for her. I know the marriage didn't go well, but she seems to have rebounded well. Yeah. She's
revenge body much?
Such
anybody?
A great singer. She's definitely got her health straightened out, which was a problem for a little while there. But I didn't mean to say all right that she's missing. I kind of felt like
she's not like, don't worry about it.
Damn break. Why don't you? There's nothing wrong with it.
It sounds like people just need something to worry about. Kelly Clarkson hasn't hosted her show since March 5th. Now, I don't know. Does she do that show live? I just don't know. I know some people tape shows. Other people, I mean, if she doesn't do it live, why is anyone concerned at all? They should be like, why is she taping 50 shows and we don't see her for 50 years? Where is she? She needs to pop up every day to let us know what's going on.
Like, I'm actually surprised that's the story. So someone seems to have noticed her not being around and decided to say, you know, sort of like Richard Simmons, everyone went, he's been gone. Let's start a podcast.
Right. Is he trapped somewhere?
Yeah.
You know, are people taking advantage of him?
So
this is, I mean, we're talking about, I mean, okay, it's been over 1 week.
A mother of three you imagine she's busy.
Yeah. Yep. And I guess it's just that maybe they haven't said Kelly's taking a few personal days or Kelly's on vacation, or because the show goes on. That's why I'm like, is this a show that happens live? Like, can we look into that? Like, why would it even be a thing?
I imagine I've never been in the position, but she's someone who has little kids, right?
Yes.
But is a working mom. Mm-hmm. So there's probably people helping her. But,
and is rich. So is able to kind of pull that off.
But also, even if you're rich, because I've certainly had, we had some, like Sue took care of our kids, this lady down the street, when we were both at work. And then my kids would be like, you know, I'd pick them up, we'd be at home, and then one of them would be like, Sue, I mean, Dad, there's an adjustment for little kids when they spend a lot of time with another person who's basically parenting them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure.
A mother or father figure.
You know, it's probably Kelly or any parent would feel that. They come home after a long week of work and the kids.
Working for you to support our family.
Keeps calling them.
Right. Sue.
So it's taped live and then aired. So that's why they've had, since she's not been there, they've got to have somebody host the show.
Okay. So you're saying they don't bank 10 of them.
Yeah.
Cut it in the morning, do whatever editing has to be done, and then it airs at what, I don't know what time of day that show goes. Is it like an afternoon talk show? Is it in the morning?
It's afternoon.
Okay.
But
so cut in the morning and it runs that afternoon.
Taped live thing, though, is a pile of horse, you know what?
They can
it's
do really...
It's a taped show.
Right.
It's
live to tape.
You either go live or you're taping your show. Right. You're not live.
Are we live?
We're live.
We're live. Oh. We are fully live. If anything goes wrong, it goes wrong in real time. Well, actually, are we live? We're in a 20-second delay.
Yes, we're live.
And I think on the app, we might be like a minute delay.
Oh, 408 says they know. Kelly Clarkson's attending to a family emergency.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten that.
You're working your way there.
I'm working my way. Well, we get to talking about stuff. Sometimes I don't even do this story. Like that story about the guar coffee. I started that 3 times over the last couple of weeks and just went, I'm just going to spit this out right now when we have 5 seconds left. You know, I just got to get it and then I can erase it. Then I can drop the story out of my pile of stuff. Kelly Clarkson hasn't hosted her own show since March 5th. And the internet's going crazy, which is so silly. Like, she's fine. Hey, believe me, if there was anything wrong with Kelly Clarkson, I'm sure it would be all over it. Some nurse would have slipped it out, taking her money from TMZ. So, and that's what people are mad about. There's been no word from her people as to where she is. Where is
They're
she?
They're mad about it.
Mad about it. Super mad. The show's been using guest hosts. Roy Wood Jr., who I know from The Daily Show. It's the only place I know him from. Wanda Sykes, Simu Liu. But people are wondering, what's the deal? Where's Kelly? What's going on? Because usually somebody is sitting in for someone else that will say why. This person's on vacation. This person's got the flu. Whatever. I guess they're just not being direct enough about it. So TMZ said, oh, enough people are clamoring to know. They're now quoting sources with direct knowledge of the situation. And they say, don't worry, Kelly's fine. She's been dealing with a personal matter that, quote, does not directly involve her. In other words, it could be a kid. It could be that Brandon Blackrock, whatever his name is.
I don't think she'd help him.
Yeah. Well, she might. He is the father of their kids, you know.
He really did her.
Was her mom Reba? Maybe Reba needs some help.
Her mother-in-law was Reba, right?
Right. What did I say? It was his mom. Was Brandon Blackstock's mom Reba McEntire?
I think so, yes.
So maybe Reba needed something. Well, Kelly, you know I can't do these background vocals by myself. All right, Reba, I'll come help you. I am Kelly Clarkson, known for singing. Yeah, I don't know. Supposedly she's going to be back on the air today, so we'll see if she addresses her. I'll let you know if she addresses her absence, which she is under no obligation to do. It would be a bummer, though. I don't know how tickets are given out for these talk shows. I don't know how people get to be in the studio audience. I don't even know where she tapes. Does she tape in New York? Does she tape in LA? I have no idea. Does she tape in Utah? I don't know. But somehow tickets are given out for these things to fill the studio audience. Or maybe people just line up. But if you lined up and you wanted to see Kelly Clarkson and, you know, outroll Simu Liu, are you like, no, Is he going to do Simu Oki? I want my Kelly Oki.
Yeah, I think that it's a downgrade, whoever it is. But I also think the producer's job is to get those seats filled. Please, you know what we're going to give you? We're going to give you tickets to tomorrow's show, too. Or whatever they've got to do to get those seats filled. So they'll do, you know, or lie.
And cheer.
Straight up lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly's probably going to be there.
No, she's probably going to be here. Right. It's like...
Right, producer? You do what you got to do to get that job done.
Yes. Get it done, people.
Right.
Send the kids out onto the beach and tell them Van Halen's going to be playing a Cabo Wabo tonight.
We're giving away cars.
But sometimes everybody did get a car. There was that one time. Most of them were like, I got to pay $10,000 in taxes on this?
That's why you can fool them. That's because they're thinking, hey, it has happened. So
yeah. Yes. I've seen it happen. It could happen to me. That's what happens on these talk shows. All your dreams come true. It's a story. I'm not going to say it's a weird or interesting story. It's just a story. You know, some days you get a lot of great stories. Other days you're like, huh, that's a thing to, I don't know why it would be asked about or what her deal is, but it's been 9 years since we met Millie Bobby Brown, and her head was shaved at the time.
Yeah.
And she is planning to return to that look when she has a baby. She's like, I don't want to be in a battle with my hair when I'm in a battle with a baby, basically. That's what she's saying. And I got to say, it's very tempting to shave your head. Very tempting. Like, having had short hair, like really short hair, I prefer that. But not everybody can pull it off. We know that 11 can pull it off. She could shave her head. Now, what does Bon Jovi think of this? Her husband? Jim Bon Jovi? What is his name? Jackson Bon Jovi?
No idea.
I don't know. She's married to a Bon Jovi heir. Anyway, I don't know what his take on this is. He might be like, no, you're not.
It's Jake, by the way.
Oh, Jake.
Not from State Farm.
Jake Bon Jovi.
Jake Bon Jovi.
Well, she's putting herself in a position that I think probably any girl would think about. Any woman would think about, you know, pregnancy and how hard this is going to be and how all consuming it will be. And
one less thing to worry about.
I hear what she's saying. And if she does that, I will applaud it. Mm. But I also think that you're going to live. It's been, you know what? Here we still are. The human race.
More of us all the time.
Happens every day. And then when it happens in your life, you can't believe it. Yeah. You're like,
this is the biggest thing that's ever happened.
I can't believe they're going to let us leave with this thing.
I know. As you're walking out and they check the tags, make sure your tag matches the baby's tag. And then they're like, okay, off you go. And you're all, really?
Yeah, and you're all forever changed is what you all are.
Mm-hmm.
Forever different.
Well, now you're a protector. Now you have something that is way more important than anything you've ever had. It's like, you know, more important than gold, that lottery ticket. What, you know, it's just like, not only do you love the thing, you're like, I would be in so much trouble if anything happens to this kid.
Well, yeah.
Like, that would be the end for me. For myself, I'd be so mad. My wife would obviously kill me.
Right.
Like, the cops are coming for me. The authorities are going to step in. Like, I dedicate my entire life to caring for this child, whom I already adore.
Get ready, Jake.
Yeah, Jake Bon Jovi. You're gonna lose her to the baby, and she's gonna look like a crazy woman with her head all shaved.
The baby's in the back seat going, you don't know it yet, but you're gonna be in the third row behind me, Dad.
Yep.
Get back there, all the way back there.
Yep.
I'm first now.
Me first and the gimme gimmies.
I'm in charge around here.
Mm. So she was on some podcast. She says, hair is such an ordeal anyway to deal with. I'm going to nurture my child. Why deal with my hair? It was really, by the way, she's talking about not having any hair. She's an 11-year-old. She didn't, you know, they shaved her head for that part. It was really liberating. I would suggest it for anyone, any girl. I had that experience as a girl. I'd like to have that experience as a woman. So there you go, Millie Bobby Brown. It's super tempting. You know, if I was like a wig expert, I would definitely, I would at least go super short.
As
hair.
An actress, they do that a lot, even if you have all your hair, just to keep the look the same. Just put the wig on.
Yeah. No, that is true, actually. It's not just because they want to change what your hair looks like. It's because this now continuity doesn't have to worry about how your hair grew 6 inches since last time we were doing reshoots on this and you colored your hair for some different color. Here, stick the wig on.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. And a lot of times those are pretty convincing. It's only when a person already has a lot of hair. Like, do you remember in the Harry Potter movies, the girl who played Ginny Weasley?
That's the redhead.
Yeah. She had the worst wig on the whole time. Like, it was, she clearly had so much hair underneath that, that her head looked misshapen.
Oh, I never noticed.
Yeah. Well, next time you watch those movies, keep an eye on that Ginny Weasley. You'll be like, oh my God, she must have so much hair piled under there.
All right.
She just looks, it looks super, yeah, I remember sort of snagging on it the first time I watched the movies. And listen, I do not have confirmation that that thing's a wig. It's got to be a wig, though. It just has to be. Like, oh my God. It's a disaster. I'll look it up. If I find any concrete evidence, I'll put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You know, my first reaction to this was, do we really need a live action remake of every freaking remotely successful cartoon? Like, is this just a cash grab? Like, I saw Beauty and the Beast. I loved Beauty and the Beast. I didn't need the live action version. It was fine. It was all the same. It's the same story. It's like, they just stuck a girl in it that was live action. I don't know. But then, so I see Lilo and Stitch live action remake makes a splash. I have the trailer. It's up on the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook
page.
It's already made.
It's let me see if I have it's coming out in May.
I thought you were going for the conversation about Snow White.
Oh no, that's honestly, I'm kind of like not leaning on that. They're not promoting that a lot. There've been apparently some fairly racist things that have been tweeted out from a couple of the people who are like the star and I think Gal Gadot is in some trouble for some stuff that got tweeted. There's some stuff that
one of the stars is very pro-Palestine. One of them is very pro-Israel. So there's been a little tension there. And,
I did see some stuff in the news about the casting because they were talking about how you should have cast live little people. I don't know the right term.
Peter Dinklage has had some words to say about what they, how they're portraying the seven dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
They're stepping away from promoting that. It's still going to be a thing, but they're not, they're like, we're going to distance ourselves. There's enough stuff.
I hadn't even heard about the Lilo and Stitch thing, but.
Well, that's, I'm telling you now, it's out in a couple months.
Okay.
And I did think to myself, really? More of this? And then I watched a trailer and went, oh my God, Edie's starring in a movie.
My Edie?
This little girl, just like, there's a few shots of her even from behind and stuff. Like, I hardly ever see that kid, but man, I just have this feeling about what she looks like. And this kid is like so cute. And look at this one picture where her face is covered. Like, couldn't that be Edie right there? Am I crazy? Like, there she is in the car. And she's like, oh, so I watched the trailer and, you know, they don't look exactly alike, but she reminds me of it so much. And then it looks so cute that I was like, okay, maybe some of these remakes are pretty good. So
Tia Carrera shows up in the film.
Isn't that funny? Also, Zach Galifianakis, Billy Magnuson, Hannah Waddington, who is the shame lady from Game of Thrones, but she's also.
And the best pizza ever.
That is her.
Yeah.
Anna Waddingham.
And Ted Lasso.
Rebecca from Ted Lasso. She's the woman who owns the team that he works for.
Yes.
She's so freaking great. So anyway, this is coming out. This is the live action Lilo and Stitch. If your kids loved it or if they never saw Lilo and Stitch and it's time for them to check that out. He's a little extraterrestrial and Edie plays a little girl who's just looking for a friend. She just wants a best friend.
They make a fortune off of these. They must because...
It's cash grabs. Absolutely. They've already got the movie.
And isn't the Moana's being turned into live action too, right?
I don't know, but I would not be surprised.
I think it is.
They're too deep. I'm sure they're like, and let's make live actions of every movie we've ever made. All the live action stuff. So there's that. I put that trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I put this one up as well. John Hamm leads his first drama since Mad Men. He plays a hedge fund manager who loses his job and starts committing petty crimes. He's all, I got to support myself somehow. So it's called Your Friends and Neighbors.
Mm.
And, I may not have put this trailer up. I'll put it up right after this. What was the other thing I was going to try and find info on? I can't remember. Something we were talking about that was interesting. Oh, something about, it was whether or not Ginny Weasley wore a wig in the Harry Potter
movies. And what'd you find out?
I didn't find out.
I looked the pictures up and I'm not seeing it the way you saw it. So I'm going to have to find out.
I'll see if I can find out. Yeah. I'll see. Sadie Sink, who we were talking about. This is Max from Stranger Things.
Max.
She's a little girl with the headphones and the Kate Bush. Mm-hmm. In case you're wondering, a little redhead. She, I was telling you about some looked like post-apocalyptic movie that she's doing. And here's another one. She's in Spider-Man 4. Looks like July of next year. She's not seeing what character she plays. It's unclear who she will play in the film, but they're announcing her. And for them to come out and say, yeah, she's in it, means a pretty good sized role for Sadie Sink with Tom Holland, Spider-Man 4.
I've got the important update. Jenny Weasley, played by Bonnie Wright in the Harry Potter films, did not wear a wig.
Oh, so she just has that for the shape of her head?
Yes.
I didn't notice it at all, but I also didn't notice that they changed
Dumbledore.
Gandalf.
Okay.
Whatever his name is.
You know what? They did change Gandalf midway through.
I did not notice. Mm. I remember we were on air when someone said that, and I went, what?
What are you talking about? It's been the same old white guy with a long beard the whole time.
I didn't notice
Easy
that.
Easy mistake.
Well,
sure.
You gotta not watch things with a laptop on your lap.
He's so tall, you know, that you're mostly looking at the kids, and they're way down here. It's all good. It's fine. All right. Do I have time to squeeze one more thing in?
Heck yeah.
Okay. Then I'll just mention this. The Last of Us, which was a great first season show. It's based on a video game, but it's so, so good. It's Pedro Pascal and the girl who played Lady Mormont in Game of Thrones. She's a little girl. There's a new season. They had the official trailer revealed, and I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So that's happening too. The end. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, there's the days of getting to drive the Great Highway are numbered, as in, like, this weekend, it's over. And the VTA strike and the St. Patrick's Day parade and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Woo, woo. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Oh. All this week, Alice has your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just listen for the code words at 905, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605. Text that code word to 20357. The number again is 20357 and enter for your chance to win. Plus qualify for a grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Here's what's happening. So the rain appears to have stopped overhead here in downtown San Francisco, but it will continue in other places until about midday on and off. And that's the case for the, we still have more rain. We're not done.
Yes.
So, and there's been snow.
Which is good.
Lots of it.
That's what we want.
That is really good.
Snow is more important than rain.
My friend just wrote me and they went up this morning and the picture is lots of shoveling to do at the place they're staying at.
Is it Deepak?
No. Oh. Another friend. But very cool.
Yeah.
Lots of snow has fallen, everyone. I hope you're in a position to go take advantage of that. Like I can't go snowboarding.
I know
another season's going to pass. But I if you can just go this weekend? Sounds like it'll be pretty fun. Anyway.
It's times like this, I'm like, why did I ever?
Why did you?
Well, I can't think of one reason now. At this point, I cannot think of one reason. Why
did you finish it? Is that why? Why'd you sell your place in Tahoe as the unfinished thought we were just discussing? But why?
Because we put a bunch of money into it and I'm like, it's perfect. Let's sell it. And then if we had just hung on to it I could have sold it during the pandemic for 5 times as much. Like you couldn't touch anything in Tahoe during the pandemic. You probably never can again. Oh, well.
Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Tomorrow is the last day for cars on the Great Highway.
How are we going to be able to do this?
There's a lawsuit being filed as we speak, trying to hit the brakes on the car-free conversion, but they are on this. Like, there's going to be a park put in place right there along the beach.
Yeah. Where the parking lots are now?
Well, I don't know exactly how it's all going to be played out. I just know that, I don't think it's that, I think it's farther down. There's, that road gets shut all the time because of weather.
Yes.
All the time.
It does, yes. There's one section that's permanently closed and has been for years.
And now, I say this as someone who I surf, I go, I'm in the ocean any chance I get.
Yes.
If there's a window, I go.
Right.
The last, I'd say, 3 years have been downright gruesome, what they've done to the coastline. They've destroyed parking lots. It's crazy.
Who are they?
What's that?
Who are they?
The storms.
Oh, the storms.
The
okay.
Storms have destroyed parking.
But
I'm
sorry. There was this team of marauders coming around and destroying the parking lots.
No. The weather has absolutely destroyed a lot of. There's road closures in Santa Cruz that still aren't fixed 3 years later. Like, I know they're working on it, but that's
well,
what I'm
coastline,
talking about.
Coastline. That, it is a thing. It changes.
One of the spots I go, they had a park, like, there's a parking lot. And there's paths down, and you've got a little hill. We've lost 15 feet of that parking lot in the last 3 years.
Oh,
and I'm not kidding. Like, it was... I'm not exaggerating
like
at all.
It's like falling off a cliff and it's down
it's
at the bottom.
It's being pulled into the water it's just little by little going away. This is what's happening. So I do kind of think that this is probably inevitable in a lot of places that they will start going, we can't have cars on roads that are ultimately not safe for people to travel.
Right.
I don't know if that's what's going to happen here. They say there was a Prop K that people voted for, but that it shouldn't have been on the ballot. That's what the lawsuit's about. This Prop K that will close the Great Highway. But San Francisco and the Sunset District will get a car-free Great Highway.
Wow.
Thanks to the voters that put this in action. They plan to, let's see here. They're going to turn a stretch of highway between Sloat Boulevard and Lincoln Way into an oceanfront park. They haven't even named it yet. There's a contest on to name the new park, which is already set to open on Saturday, April 12th.
Oh, so this is right around the corner. This is
so the last day for cars on the Great Highway is tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying flood to that, but there's definitely...
You better find an alternate route.
Change in motion.
Google, you're listening. Let's make sure that the Google Maps app reflects this immediately. I probably don't need to tell you this. You guys are so smart over there, but you're going to be driving people into sandbars if you leave that open on your maps.
We figured it out a minute ago that St. Patrick's Day is happening. It's on.
Oh, yes.
It's like Monday.
It's not canceled this year.
There is a St. Patrick's Day parade in downtown San Francisco this Saturday.
Oh, that's fun. I'm assuming that ends in a pub crawl.
The parade is from 2nd and Market up to City Hall.
Oh.
Which means there'll be some road closures. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a rush to get somewhere here in the city, you're going to want to make sure you take an alternate route.
Don't forget to wear your green. Head on down to the parade route with the little ones. With the wee bairn.
This is the 174th annual San Francisco St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, we do love this year. We're going to wind up at the Irish Bank. Put your money in. Take your pint out.
And it is on March 15th. Wait a minute. Oh, no. I'm looking at the wrong year.
On the Ides of March. It is on March 15th. March 15th is a Saturday. Right?
Yes, it's a Saturday. Right. It was on
Monday is the actual. Goodness.
Is that really? That's my bad.
No. It was my bad. Trust me.
All right.
It's user error. Don't worry about it. I tell you to have a pint, but neither one of you can handle it. So don't do it. You can have a bowl of mutton soup.
I'll
and
have
that's
some near
all.
Beer, please.
My wife used to take this regularly, and I really hadn't seen how big this had become. We are moving into day 4.
Of
the strike of the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority.
Oh, right.
This is day 4.
Tell me what's going on with this.
Well, I mean, it's a strike and the employees want wages and I'm in a union and I often tend to side with the employees,
the
workers. They say, though, that 100,000 daily riders are shut out. Like,
that's
these
it.
Buses and trains are not operating right now. And so a lot of people in the South Bay are scrambling to, you know, we talk about our routines. This upsets your routine if you have a system in
place. Do you
think
you could drive me into work? There's no real parking for me there. I can't take the VTA anymore.
This continues today, and there's been a lawsuit filed by the SCVTA.
Oh, is that the Santa
saying,
Clara?
Get back to work! And the union is saying, we're on strike.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal.
This is how we get you to come to the negotiation table.
So that's the other thing is the union is saying the fastest way out of this is to be at the negotiating table. I don't know why you're filing lawsuits, but that's what's going on right now with the VTA. The employees are on strike. They want better wages and better treatment. And I don't know. They're talking here about the treatment the employees receive by the users of the VTA. I understand, you know, it can happen. A bus driver, a train operator.
Some member of the public is abusive.
Not treating them with, you know, common, decent respect.
Right.
But, you know.
Is that rampant?
I don't know. That's why
people are just trying to get to work.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of, I'm curious. But if you're at a negotiating table, you might say, it's horrible. Someone spit on me.
Oh, well, no one should be spit on.
Right.
Those people should be banned from life, from ever, from the VTA.
Right.
No more buses for you.
Anyway, there was a strike here at a hotel that I always passed every day. It's over now, so.
I don't know how it resolved.
I don't know either. But I was every day they were out there with the drums and the signs.
And the one job should be enough signs, which I actually was like, I'm 100% behind that. One job should be enough.
I honked like
every
crazy.
Day.
Mm-hmm. I had your back.
The one job should be enoughers. We agree.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
Fast facts.
Thank you for thinking of me with your fast facts.
Applebee's now is forever linked in my mind to Survivor.
Yes, it's the only thing I know about it.
And that lady's psychopath outburst.
That was, I don't know if it was a great moment or the most horrible moment, but it was definitely a jaw dropper. That lady freaked out on Survivor, but she was mad because she didn't get picked to get to eat the Applebee's stuff. It's the only thing she can eat, and she shares it with her daughter, and she can't eat anything. I'm allergic to everything, and I'm on this show, and you haven't given me anything
you
good to eat.
Gone on
I need
show
something yummy right now. I'm starving to death out here.
No.
You owe me. She was losing her mind.
Yeah, she lost
See if
her.
You can find Ladies Rant over Applebee's. It's totally, I think we might have played it at the time. Yeah.
The scream comes from out of nowhere, and you're like, "What?" The camera's not even on her.
Literally just starts screaming. She's losing it.
Anyway, the first Applebee's opened in 1980.
80? Oh.
In Decatur.
Decatur.
Decatur, Georgia.
Mm. Decatur sounds better.
Well, I don't know Decatur. Decatur. I don't know Georgia. I got arrested there once. I know that.
Probably in Decatur.
Under the name
Stop for a second. Listen all the way through that first, because she definitely needed to be bleeped.
Mm.
Well, that was your clip. There you go.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Moving on.
No, have it ready though. Go ahead and bleep through it and let's have it ready for some next time someone starts freaking out.
It's
Applebee's. Next time Applebee's come up, you have to play that.
Okay.
We have a society full of entitled people. We do.
Mm-hmm. Well, life's so easy now.
But to be entitled while game playing, like, well, you have to evenly pick everyone. I'm being singled out, even though I bragged about having 7 businesses and I don't need any money.
Yeah. And also, the lady who was doing the picking was someone that she had, like, not picked for another thing.
Right.
Like, why? What do you mean I have to pick you for this?
What is happening?
She heard me talking about Applebee's one time, and she knows it's the only thing I can eat.
The first ever Applebee's opened in 1980 in Decatur, Georgia.
Yeah.
Under the name TJ Applebee's Prescription for Edibles and Elixirs.
Oh, I like that name better.
I do too. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
In 1980.
That's a funny name.
It's not that funny. It's so
it is
over
olden.
Top.
It's olden days.
Yeah,
that was
olden.
That
days,
was almost 50 years ago, Vinny. That's like old timey.
It's not 1880. It's 1980
still,
though.
For the kids,
we were alive
like,
then.
That's you know the World War II had been over for less time than has elapsed between now and then, in 1980.
Wow.
Like that's you know, and World War II always felt like ancient history to me. It was only 20 years before I was born. And now this is, we're talking almost 50 years ago. The first, of course, it was, you know, TJ Applebee's prescription stop for elixirs and edibles. Of course, it's old timey. The children are like, that does sound old timey. That's from the 1900s, huh?
1900s are
It's so 20th century.
Never mind. People are calling out red flag habits that show someone wasn't raised right.
Oh, this will be good.
You like this?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. This was on Reddit.
Okay. These are red flags. Like, this person, their mom did not raise them right.
Yeah, if you see these things, these are problems in behavior,
but
for
maybe
sure.
Somebody's mom did try really hard. They tried, and the kid was so bad. They were just a bad kid. It happens.
People who use their phone on speaker in public or watch videos without headphones or earbuds.
I don't know if that's a problem with raising as much as it is a problem with being completely oblivious to other people and not caring. So maybe that is like one of my things with my kids growing up was be aware of your surroundings. And if you bump into someone, say, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Like be aware.
I saw this post on Facebook and it was just 2 days ago or something, but it said, marriage is trying to watch TV while your partner sits next to you watching videos full blast on their phone. And I thought, no, it's not. It is not. There's a lot of compromise.
Are you sure?
And they're, yeah, I leave. I'm not going to sit here if you're going to do that. Bye. Mm. Like, I realize some of you might go, I'll struggle through it. If someone's treating you that way, like ignoring the fact that you're watching a show and blasting their phone right next to you, either call them out or get up and leave.
Or you know what to get them for Christmas.
Headphones?
The new Apple AirPod things.
No, it's totally rude to do that in public sitting right next to you trying to watch another show. Kids will do that because they absolutely... They seem to have adjusted to, well, I can hear my show and you can hear yours and I'm fine and you're fine. So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's not all good.
It's not. Nope.
Give me that.
Well, and just people on the phone in public, like anytime I'm on a bus, I take the airporter down to the airport a lot. And I feel like every single time the guy sits behind me and just like starts having a nonsense talk on the phone.
Yeah.
I think people like fill their days just like talking to whoever will pick up their phone. Some people. I'm like, who even talks on the phone? Who are you? And why are you following me around?
People do.
Oy. Mm.
These are things. Let me make sure I got this right.
Yeah, I like this.
People are calling out red flag habits that show someone wasn't raised right. Here's one. When they're unable to admit they are wrong or made a mistake.
Mm.
Apologizing and being accountable is really an underrated skill and talent and thing in this world. And I unfortunately made so many screw ups in my life that I've had to work on myself really hard. And I try to be as accountable as possible. I know people though who haven't had to go through all that stuff and they're good, successful, nice people, but they'd never say I was wrong. Not me, them. They'd never say, I was wrong. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't get that. I'm sorry. They just don't. It's just not in them. And I guess that means that's how they're going to go through life, not getting called out for it and just sort of being like.
Or they get called out for it and they're like, well, you suck. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah. Not treating animals with respect. I think that's...
That's psycho, actually. Yeah. That's not just bad parenting. That is you lack empathy and might be psychotic.
Red flag, you might be a serial
killer.
Huge... You might be Dexter.
Yeah, might be Dexter. And not like the good Dexter who only kills the bad guys.
Early Dexter.
Mm. They don't realize what's normal in a relationship because they assume the relationship their parents had was normal.
That is what you're doing when you raise kids. You are modeling what a parenting, loving couple looks like. You're normalizing whatever you're putting in front of them. That's definitely true.
This is...
how they treat other people. It's so tough.
Red flag habits that show someone wasn't raised right. Some of these are a little off, but this was one of those things where people are contributing. Littering is on the list. Yeah. Littering.
Didn't someone tell you don't do that? Didn't you see the Native American guy, the indigenous person with the tear trickling down his face like we all saw growing up?
You can't believe the amount of trash that people still leave at the beach. You just can't believe it. and there are signs everywhere. Take your trash home. Don't leave it here. Pack it. You brought it in. Pack it up. Take it home and throw it away at your house.
I always think about people who go to the beach as some people who actually like nature. Like, I'm going to go to the beach. It's beautiful. I feel so insignificant. We come, we sit down, we have a picnic. Then we take our trash, we pack it all up, and every single thing we brought onto the beach, we take out with us.
By my house, where a lot of people park in the summer, they will absolutely empty all their trash in the gutter in front of my house.
Oh.
Like, I'll come home, pull up, and be all, oh, good. People emptied their car in front of my house, but they don't think of it as the same as your neighborhood, wherever you live. Yeah, the beach is out there, but that's where,
they're like, this is just where I came to party. Oh, why don't they have trash cans around here for me to use? Well, I guess I'll just throw it on the ground.
Hmm. Boy, that didn't ring very well. Yes, that's exactly the attitude. Mm. Well, they should have trash cans. Should they?
Yeah, you're actually in a neighborhood.
You're in my neighborhood.
Right.
Like, we all live here. Neighborhood.
Right.
The trash costs money, just like it costs money at your house. Right. You have to.
Maybe you should start putting out a trash can for people, Vinny.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. That probably wouldn't overflow in one day.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. People who FaceTime in Costco and then slam on the brakes like, no one else is there but them.
Oh.
To have this conversation with someone on their phone. Where were their parents? Jill from Montclair.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm the only person in the world.
There's a lot of that in the world today. And I feel like we don't get out. The fewer times in your life that you're actually leaving your house, the worse your behavior is when you do finally leave. Like, people are just we're in our own little worlds now. We've created these little worlds around us at our house. We don't have to go anywhere. It all gets brought to us.
707 says, Sarah only flies first class, but she takes the airport bus?
Yeah, I take the airporter. Sometimes. Oh. Not always. I like it. It's so convenient.
No, it is convenient, yeah. But they're pointing out that you're on a bus with riffraff, but then...
I know, the freaking riffraff on the bus. I'm like, thank God we're flying first class. I would hate to deal with this person all the way to wherever I'm going. Jesus. This person doesn't know not to be on their phone. Like, right behind me, laughing out loud. I'm like, it's almost like they're talking louder than they would in real life even. Just like, blah, 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 blah.
My daughter hits me with the 1900s and I turn to dust every time, says 925.
Well, we are old, dusty, and crusty.
You know what? It never occurred to me that the youth of today would be 1900. Like, I know we crossed over. It was a big deal. Everything was going to turn off and I was hoping to be stuck in Hawaii, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What a bust.
Yeah.
But then to be the person who's like the way I felt about the 1800s.
Yes.
1800s.
That's nobody said that. Come on, please.
My God.
And you know, when we were born, people from the 1800s were like, you know, they could have been 70s, 80s, 90s years. I mean, those are all people who are still very much alive. I mean, it wasn't even all that long ago that people from the 1906 quake were still getting together every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, time flies, kids.
Don't get old.
Yeah, don't get old. Try not to fall into that trap.
925 says, I can't get over how much y'all still crack me up 25 years later. OFOC.
OFOC to you as well, Meg. Thank you for listening.
By the way, if you hear OFOC, it's a really handsome, smart guy came up with right.
I don't know this question.
The story a little bit. I didn't need an actual audio moment.
There you go. We'll never know what Hooman asked.
No, we'll never know what the question was now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'm sure it was something insightful and awesome.
I know the question. What's coming up in the trash?
It's whatever happened to Joey from Friends. Where is he now?
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.